Meldon Grand Coulee Dam. I just got a ceremony and made a hell of a big speech there, and then I got a graduation address.
Graduation. Well, I know you're busy, and I don't want to bother you. I just wanted to let you know that I followed up on this matter with Rusk, and I'm meeting with him tomorrow, and we're going to pursue this thing and try to see if we can have a meeting of minds on it.
On his representation.
Yeah.
All right. Good. You got Hank Brown straightened out too.
Yes. Yes. Now on this ILO thing, you know they've been.
What are you going to do down there, George, in that race between Tower and the Republican?
Well, that's a tough one because from the labor point of view, there's not much choice there. On this other thing, you know, that what they've been.
What do you think you'll do? Just take no position?
Well, that looks like what we may have to do, but I haven't talked it out yet with Barkin.
What I do is talk to Barkin and look at both of them's record. My judgment is that it'd be better for Labor to have a Democrat. And my judgment is you can get 65-70% of this fella as against 100% of the Goldwater Tower.
Yeah.
But if you don't want 65, what we'll do is we'll drive him in to where he'll make a.
Yeah.
He'll be kind of like a Shivers. I don't like to see him do that. He's not a Confederate of mine, and I want Jim Wright. That's who I would have liked to have seen, but I couldn't.
Well, let me talk to Al Barkin and see if I can straighten that one out.
I don't think they ought to be active or hell raising, but I would do it if I were running it and had my ruthers, and I'm going to try to guide it for a couple of years anyway. What I would do is this. I would say to the fella, now I know that you've run for office two or three times on 14B, but if you keep your mouth shut and go up there and vote like you have to on 14B, but try to go along with us on other things, well, we'll keep our mouth shut and won't get in here and fight you. Otherwise, I think that you can be an issue in it, and I wouldn't do it. And I think that you can get to 75% of the votes. If you'll take the 20 measures that you're interested in, he'll vote, by judgment, 75%. Now, he won't vote 14B.
Yeah.
But I vote against 14B, and you made a Christian out of me, and you can make a Christian out of him. The trouble with us in Texas is we take people who get in the war, and we write them off completely. We do it with Shivers, we do it with Connolly, we do it with Price Daniel, we do it with all the moderates, and they either become a Goldwater man on the far right, our Maury Maverick fella, Walter Reuther, on the far left. Now, what we need is a few George Meanies and Lyndon Johnsons left in that state. And I wouldn't ask you to say to a labor man that you got to put in money here. You got to get out here and support. But I would say to him that I'd make a little understanding with him that if he didn't hit at us and would go along with us on most things, we wouldn't hit at him, because I'll tell you, it'd be a hell of a lot better to have a Republican up here, a Democrat up here voting for organization than a Republican.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take this up with Barkin.
Okay.
Fine.